as we stay with soccer and Kevin McHugh, former Fin Harp striker, former Fin Harp captain, joining us on a line. Kevin, a very good afternoon. Well, I suppose, Kevin, it's not really a good afternoon if you're a Fin Harp supporter, because Harp's fate last night was confirmed back to the First Division. Sligo Rovers fighting for their life as well, beating Derry City by 3-0. And I suppose Harps fans and soccer fans in the Northwest all trying to come to terms with relegation today, which really isn't a nice feeling, is it?
Yeah, 100%. I've been there myself as a player. It's not nice. We work so hard off the field and on the field to get up under the Premier Division 3 years back, and always done a great job in keeping us there last year, and nearly kept us there this year. So, yes, really, really disappointing weekend for the club and the fans and for the soccer in the Northwest in general, because it's a big loss. Despite, I know there's rivalry between Derry and Sligo and ourselves, but I think if those two clubs would have met as well, they're two biggest gates of the year, twice or three times a year, is Fin Harps and Sligo and Derry and Fin Harps. So it'll be a big loss for them as well, having us not in the Premier Division. But there's loads to look at now and reflect on, and definitely loads to improve on off the field, and hopefully come back a lot stronger, I think.
Yeah, let's just maybe look at the season. I suppose Harps had played in fixtures that nobody expected them to get points out of against some of the big clubs, and they went away from home and they'd done that, but there was games that you felt that they should have won with sides around the bottom of the table at home, that things just didn't happen for them, Kevin.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I think when you look at some of the results away from home, away to Limerick, Shamrock Rovers, away to St Pat, some of the big results that Fin Harps have never gone away there without fear, and won in Dublin and pisses the gap. I think the thing will frustrate Ollie and Higgsy and his staff, and obviously the players as well, is their home form, and it has ultimately cost them their place in the Premier Division. When you look at the, especially ending up the Drogheda game, it was way, way back, where we beat 2-0 after beating Derry down in McGinn 2-0. I thought that could have been the turning point. The Sligo game at home, the Galway game at home, those were really, really disappointing results. And when you look at it now, if you won and draw one of those games, you possibly are still in with a realistic chance of staying in the Premier Division, you know. So, but that's what a league is, a league. The team that wins the league over a course of 33 games deserves to win the league. And unfortunately for us, the team that goes down, you can look back with a lot of hard luck stories, but at the end of the day, you're down. You can't lie over, like, I know there's only 31 games to play, but we're all getting 2 games to go, and the stats don't lie. But again, there's still, like, and I was talking to people this morning as well, there's still loads to be positive about. Within the club and outside the club, and it's just a matter now of going, how can we improve on these things and come back on a better footing in a few years' time, and being with a realistic chance of staying in the Premier Division, not only with the hope, but with a proper realistic chance. Look at the likes of Sligo Rovers, maybe we can look at the likes of Derry, who are in the Premier Division and are there, and they have no doubt probably will not be in a relegation battle again. So how can we get to that stage? And that's something we as a club need to look at, you know.
Yeah, I know it's disappointing that they're going down. We're trying to take out positives here, but I suppose you have to give Ollie a lot of credit, because the squad that he had and the budget that was available to him and for his players to go out and succeed in what they've done, and going to Limerick and going to Shamrock Rovers and picking up points against the bigger teams, that's hard things to do, so it is. So a bit of credit has to be given there to the players and to Ollie, that they were able to do that given the circumstances that they were sort of involved in, Kevin.
Oh, 100%. And just to remind the listeners that this is a unique season with three going down. Usually there's one going down and one player. This year the FAI, unknown to anybody, any football fan in the country, doesn't believe that this is good for the league, going to a 10 team, other than the powers that be in the FAI. Three going down was a massive ask alone. I've no doubt, without having the stats in front of me, but I've no doubt that Fin Harps would have had the lowest budget out of the 12 clubs. So Ollie, to go right down to 31 games and still him with a realistic chance of staying up, my eye, I think he's done a fantastic job. There's no doubt about it. To me, he's been one off, if not the most successful Fin Harps manager since the club has been formed. I know Patsy has obviously won the FAI Cup, but there hasn't been a manager that has kept him up in the Premier Division for years, and with the budget that he has, I think he's done a great job. I know Ollie doesn't like getting praise, but he definitely deserves it. Even in the face of relegation, he definitely deserves a lot of credit, you know.
Yeah. There's a fear now, Kevin, among soccer supporters, that the way the league's going, the league decided to change the format, as you said, to 10 teams, but there's a feeling now that it's going to be even harder to get out of the first division, to get involved in this league, because further down the line, there's all this talk and speculation about the one league, Kevin, so there is. Is that a fear that you might have as well?
Not. It wouldn't be an immediate fear. I honestly, personally, my own feelings, I think they'll revert back to either a 12 or a 14-team league in a couple of years' time. They've done it. I've been in the league where they've cut the teams, and teams played each other twice away and twice at home. It's great for the first couple of months, but after 3 or 4 weeks when the League Cups comes in, the FA Cups comes in, you could have teams playing each other 5, 6 times a season, and you'll have nobody at the games. Nobody wants to come and see the same team 3 or 4 times. And what ends up happening then, the teams know each other so well, and they end up being draws or dull affairs. So to me, the best thing for the league, take a look at the Irish League, they've done the North, 14 teams, 16 teams, whatever it may be, split the league into two, and to make it more interesting, the last 8 or 9 games, have the top 6 finish, top and bottom 6, do something different with that. Don't cut the teams to suit the powers, the B in Dublin, because you're ruining soccer in provincial areas like the Galway and Fahars, like big three of the Galway. Now, when you look at the table, will probably go down along with us. Massive club with a great facilities, and that's where we're aiming to be. And the us fan-wise, obviously our facilities could be better, and that's what we're looking at now. Obviously, the works when they continue there now in March again. So that's what we're aiming for. So for the FAI to go and cut all that away, it's crazy. And generally, I think it probably will be harder to stay up next year than it will be to get out of the first division next year. Because every team now will be putting all their resources into staying up again. So it's going to be tough for anybody that has survived this year. It'll be tough for them next year to realistically stay up, you know.
Yeah. Kevin, it has been a disappointing campaign, but as you did say from the start, there's a lot of positives around the club this season, and they'll be looking to build on that, so they will. But with all these youth teams that's now coming through the ranks at Van Harps, and you of course as head of the youth academy, will it take long for these young players now to get into the Van Harps system and develop as very strong players, and I suppose get behind Harps once again and try and get them up to the top flight of Irish football?
In a funny way, we were just chatting about it along with one of the coaches in the bus. He was saying, how will it work out now for this and that? And I said, you know what, in a funny way, it'll probably help the likes of these 17 and 19-year-olds that are kind of in limbo, where they move on, where they do this, where if you're in the Premier Division, struggling to stay up, and this is a unique year, very hard for Ollie to win a 16 or 17-year-old this year with the pressure on. It's easy for other clubs to do it. This year was kind of very tough for all of them. Next year, we're in the first division. I can see these players getting a better chance of first team football than anywhere else. So in many ways, it's a positive for them that they'll get in. And I have no doubt we have players coming through from the 17s and 19s that are capable in the next year or two of making the step up. And I touched on it there a few minutes ago, like the work continuing now on the new stadium machine, and maybe, I'm not saying it's a blessing in disguise, but maybe it'll give us this year, or maybe even 2 to 3 years, to come back with a realistic team that is local, with better facilities, and then you're with a better chance of staying in the Premier Division. But I've no doubt the setup that we have at the minute, between Declan, Joe's, myself, that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to give local players within Donegal a pathway to senior football. And we're trying to... We don't have the best facilities as yet, but we're aiming for that, and that's just on our 5-year plan. So hopefully all these things can tie together. It's not going to be easy. We need help. I'm just obviously in the tweet to someone a few minutes ago on the bus that we need the fans now to get behind the club. In the face of relegation, come behind the club now and help us make it stronger, and when we do come back, that we have a proper realistic chance for Ollie and give him the resources that he needs to stay in the Premier Division.
Yeah. Just finally then, Kevin, still two games to go. When we think about it now, Drogheda on Friday night was called off, was postponed. If that was a game that maybe Harps had won on Friday night, it would have put more pressure on Sligo. Maybe things possibly could have been different today, and we might have had to go to the one game against Bowes that Ollie Horgan had said from the very outset, if we were still in with a chance against Bowes in the final day, that we might stay up. But it's not to be the case. But for these young players that you talked about, for the supporters, it would be nice now to end the season with two victories against Drogheda on Monday night, and then in Dublin against Bowes next Friday.
Yeah, no doubt. The boys have been training this morning for the game tomorrow night. Obviously, it'll be a case of Ollie and Higby getting the heads up. Yes, we're relegated, but we owe it to the fans, they owe it to themselves. Now they finish off the last two games strong, and I've no doubt they will. It'd be great to finish off with a couple of good results to go into next season on a positive note, and I'm sure that's what Ollie will be aiming for.